This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived Sunday in Brussels for 2 days of summits with leaders from the NATO military alliance and the European Union. Biden, on his first foreign trip as president, flew in from Britain, where he attended a G7 summit and was welcomed by Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. After a handshake and a brief exchange of words, he got into the armored limousine known as the Beast to head for the U.S. Embassy in Brussels, where he's staying. Brussels has launched a major security operation to ensure the safety of the NATO leaders arriving for the summit, where the U.S. president is expected to resume the United States' leading role in NATO after 4 years of chilly relations under the Trump administration. The NATO leaders will hold a three-hour meeting Monday afternoon, during which they are expected to touch on security issues in space and in cyberspace. They are also hoping to talk about the growing influence of China and to formulate a tough message for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden holds his first face-to-face meeting with the Russian president on Wednesday. President Biden said Sunday that autocrat Vladimir Putin was right, and that autocrat was his term, was right to say that relations are at their lowest point in years between the United States and Russia, though he suggested Russia might be weaker than it seems. Biden used the G7 summit in a British seaside resort to argue the world's richest democracies now face an existential contest with autocrats that would define the 21st century. Biden, though, depicted Russia, whose economy is 13 times smaller than the United States, as weaker than it might be perceived. He had said earlier Sunday the United States has restored its presence on the world stage.